This is a recording of my conversation with David Dre, co-founder and CEO at Anodot, a leader in business monitoring. We discuss how business intelligence tools must evolve in a data-driven world, and how Anodot is able to detect and alert on revenue leaks and cost spikes in real time by using machine learning and autonomously tracking key operational and financial KPIs. I'm talking to David Dre, co-founder and CEO of Anodot. Anodot uses machine learning to monitor business KPIs linked to underlying operational events to uncover anomalies that could have business impact and forecast demand to optimize operations. David, thanks for joining. Please introduce yourself and Anodot.
Hello, thank you for hosting me. So I'm David Dre. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Anodot. And like you said, Anodot providing a visibility on business data where tools like dashboards, like visualization, traditional visualization doesn't scale. And in order to understand what is happening in your big data, in your business big data, this is where Anodot can provide value to find all the needle in the haystack.
David, to start a bit broader, what do you think are the key trends and developments in monitoring business performance, and what is the future of BI tools?
What you see in the recent years is that big data has been commoditized. You can see that small startups even are collecting a huge amount of data. And with that, there is a new need to understand what is going on in this data that they are collecting, how to run their business more effectively. The traditional BI, dashboard, Excel, just doesn't scale in order to understand that. So you see a lot of trends in the market around more intelligent tools, tools like ThoughtSpot, like DataRobot. You can see the rise of data scientist team, chief data officer, data engineer, and all of that in order to better understand your business. And Anodot is exactly on this spot, is providing a tool to help you and understanding everything around your business. Business, I like to split it to three parts. You have the revenues, the cost, and the experience, the user experience. In each one of those sectors, you can provide value. And this is exactly where we are. We are to improve your revenues in a smarter way, to improve and decrease your cost leaks, and to improve your user experience. And the trend in the market is that you see is more AI, more machine learning that is there in order to better understand the huge amount of data.
So moving on to Anodot, what specific problem does Anodot solve, and what are some of the practical tools and applications?
Anodot is solving one of the hardest problems, I will say, in the market is how to identify that you have revenue leaks, spiking cost in real time. Especially it's hard when you are talking about millions of KPIs that you are running every day. Take, for example, a telco that has hundreds or thousands of sell sites. Every sell site has dozens of KPI. How do you know now that a specific sell site is degrading in performance, is affecting the user experience, and this user can churn and move to your competitor, for example? The ability to take a huge amount of data, to learn this data with machine learning in scale, this is a very hard challenge. And this is what we are doing. The ability to provide you insight in real time on high transactional data, high volume for a huge amount of users that you are serving.
So in what industries is Anodot used, and could you share some success stories?
We are very effective in places where you have a huge amount of data, transactions, and a combination of a lot of users continuously that are using your service. So think about telco companies. We have a very nice success there. We have more than 15 telcos working with us those days, and every day, every month, we are joining one more. We have gaming companies. As you can imagine, in these days, the gaming industry is booming. Of many people are playing from home, and we have amazing customers like King.com and the Candy Crush, and we are helping them to monetize. We are helping them in the user experience. Again, this is a lot of transactions that are there. Financial and banks, the shift to fintech, the shift to data-driven financial transaction. There we are helping them to keep their revenues up and running to prevent revenue leaks. And you see also the edtech industry where they are very concerning around impression and clicks and to make sure that the impression rate doesn't degrade, and we help them to automatically detect if now there is an issue in one of the countries in impression, and of course also e-commerce, where you can see there anything around the funnel, purchase, conversion. We are tracking today more than 200 million KPIs every minute.
Could you share some of the benefits that the clients get?
Absolutely. So you can see some use cases around revenue monitoring. If you think about e-commerce that are tracking their revenues for every product in every country, then what we are doing, we are learning the normal behavior of those revenues in every product and every country or every also operating system that people are buying from. And if now there is a specific country where there is a drop in one of the product selling because their competitor put a campaign, then we will let them know immediately so they can react and reduce that revenue lost. In other cases that are very popular these days is around the cost. How to save, for example, cloud cost. We have all kind of automatic connectors to AWS data. We can identify in real time that now you have a spike in cost because one of the engineer team is overusing the cloud for any kind of experiment that you didn't plan. So we can notify you that there is a spike in usage, in cost. Other use cases are around campaign. If now you overspend on a specific AdWord, we will let you know about it. We have cases where Notre Dame was burned and there is a huge spike in this AdWord called Notre Dame. A company that was selling tickets for Notre Dame had a huge spike in cost of AdWords that didn't convert. And we identified it and saved them hundreds of thousands of dollars spending on useless AdWords.
So how do companies work with you? What does an implementation look like?
We provide today more than 30 what we call business collectors. So you can, with a plug and play, connect to any database, big data or SQL data. We can connect to your Google Analytics, AdWords, AWS, whatever is your data lake is there. And we will fetch all the historical data. We will learn the normal behavior of your business in order to give you value immediately. Right after that, if the use cases that you work with us is the well-known use cases, we will automatically create all the alerts, all the dashboards, and we'll send you immediately all the insight. If this is a unique custom use case, we will help you and we will build together the alerts that whenever there is abnormal business situation, we will let you know about it. But the idea of Anodot is moving from pull to push, is moving from asking a lot of questions and queries, all kind of dashboards, into push of, we will tell you what is happening now.
So in this context, who is the ideal user of Anodot inside the company?
So I will split it between the champion and the users. The champion usually is the head of data, BI, that usually is under the CTO, but the users that are gaining value from Anodot are spread around many teams in the organization. It can be the financial that are tracking now the costs or the revenues or the monetization in gaming companies. It can be the studio of the gaming. It can be the engineering team to monitor the user experience of their user and the conversion of the funnel. And it can be even the DevOps when they want to know anything around performance, latency, and so on. But we are one-stop shop for all the business KPIs. And what we see is that there are use cases that are different from the marketing department, the FinOps department, and the R&D department.
How long does an implementation process usually take?
So if this is a known use cases, it will take between 1 or 2 hours to connect and then to create automatically all the alert and get the insight. If it's more complicated, like in telcos, it can take a day or two. In some cases, it might take even a week if the data maturity of the customer is not yet there, and then we need to provide him a collector to connect to his own data source or data lake.
David, as we are getting close to the end, the final question. So now, broadly speaking, what do you see the opportunities of AI, machine learning, to be applied to improve enterprise performance?
In my opinion, it moved from a promise to effect. People are talking about 30% improvement if you are all in AI and machine learning. 30% improvement, this is huge. I always like to say you don't need to spend even a dime in your marketing investment, and with AI and with machine learning, you can improve your revenues so significantly. And we see that. We see that with our telco customers. We improved by 30%. The 30% is not a number that is out of the blue. We can see the numbers. And this is amazing. And I believe that today, the market is not yet AI mature, I will call it, but you can see more and more solutions that are AI-based, either internally or externally, supervised or unsupervised. But if a company take it as a vision, as a challenge to be fully AI-enabled, I strongly believe that they will improve significantly their business efficiency.
David, this was great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.